Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and welcome to Quality of Life Month and this month's Life Note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is How to Improve the Quality of Your Life, A Comprehensive Approach and Guide to Well-Being by Joseph Adrian Emmanuel Demes, PhD. Summarized by Lene Lightfoot. As always, let's begin with a quote. During the darkest time of your life and in your dead ends, you will grow and become a better person, more mature and wiser. That is all part of the character development process and preparation for your eternity. End quote. Introduction. Continuous quality improvement is a powerful framework for dramatic transformation used in the medical system. In How to Improve the Quality of Your Life, continuous quality improvement, or CQI, is explained and applied to improving all aspects of life, from spiritual well-being to relationships to wealth. Core concept. We tend to measure quality of life by the comfort of our houses, the length of our vacations, the value of the entertainment we consume, all the physical comforts we accumulate when we have the means. What Joseph Adrian Emmanuel Demes argues in How to Improve the Quality of Your Life is that quality of life is actually well-being. In turn, he shows how well-being isn't a nebulous concept, but an objective thing consisting of the systems and processes we set up in our emotional, spiritual, mental, physical, and relational lives relative to the context that we live in. It's a rich description of the multidimensional nature of well-being, and Demes's handbook for increasing your quality of life through CQI is worth study. CQI sounds rigorous, and it is, but the point is not to turn your personal life into a business. The methods Demes describes are actually about cultivating peace, love, hope, and abundance. This month, we'll explore some of Demes' most transformational thoughts and practices, including using an integrative framework to assess the quality of your life, knowing your higher self, practice casual analysis, learn to prioritize, pray and meditate, collect, integrate, and assess information, create a life improvement model, and much, much more. So let's begin with the first big thought. Use an integrative framework to assess the quality of your life. Quote, to thrive in life, we need to keep an equilibrium among four basic functions: goal achievement, adaptation to the environment, production, and values. End quote. Most self-help plans fail because they focus on one of these aspects at the expense of others, but all of them blend to influence our capacity and potential. So CQI is integrative, and that's what makes it magical. We each tend to favor one of those four pillars of our lives. Which do you favor? In Demes' framework, values are the most important because they govern all. As complex organisms, we are constantly changing, and the equilibrium is thrown off. We need to constantly reevaluate our resources, systems, networks, and ways of coping with our environment. Our values deepen through reflection, as we adapt, but at the heart of the value system Demes recommends is love, and it is constant. While many wellness systems focus on our individual divinity, Demes thinks God is constant outside of us, but that we co-create our lives and the world with God. Is there balance in your life among achieving goals, adapting to your world, making things, and living out your core values? Do you know what your core values are? Practice casual analysis. Quote, every time you are dealing with a difficult situation, rejoice. Call your friends and throw a party. Celebrate. It is a critical moment for learning, innovation, and change. This principle is one pillar of the CQI approach. End quote. Demes offers multiple tools and worksheets for casual analysis in the book, including these two. One, the casual analysis diagram. First, draw a box in the middle of your paper and write a problem you're facing in the box. Below it, draw and name as many routes as you can. Above it, branching from the problem, draw and name the consequences in your life from the problem. The second is the WHYS approach. That's W-H-Y apostrophe S. For each cause, ask why it has come about and write the answer. Then ask why about the answer and continue on until you've reached the root of the cause. For example, why am I overweight? Because of a sedentary lifestyle. Why do I have a sedentary lifestyle? And so on. When you begin to do casual analysis, you'll find that there are categories of causes: mental, spiritual, physical, social, environmental, genetic, and so on. More complex versions of these cause analysis methods include four or more categories of causes to build a thorough and holistic analysis. Learn to prioritize. Quote, "Focusing like a laser beam on the most vital things is the primary strategy to improve the quality of your life and well-being." End quote. There are always too many causes to focus on all at once. So after casual analysis, prioritization is the most crucial step. This book helps with prioritization of focus through a Pareto diagram and a criteria-based prioritization matrix. The Pareto principle is the 80-20 formula. 20% of the factors are responsible for 80% of the effects. 80% of your life problems are due to 20% of your life processes. So if you can identify the processes causing most of the problems and transform them, you'll transform your life, the vital few versus the trivial many. A Pareto diagram requires you to track potential causes of a problem over a certain period of time, a week or a month perhaps. Then you record their frequency and calculate their frequency relative to each other, as well as their cumulative frequency. In this way, you can determine which causes are contributing the most to your problems. DEMS also offers powerful questions for assessing which causes to focus on. When comparing three potential problems to focus on, ask about each one. How many times does problem occur? How bad is the scope and impact? Can the change improve the quality of your life? Is the solution taking into account your life circumstances? Is the solution acceptable for you and your small group? Do you have enough resources to implement the solution? Rating the answers on a scale of 1 to 5 in a chart will help you see which is the more important problem to focus on now. Perfect your life processes. Quote, "The processes and systems actually in operation in your life are responsible for the kind of outcomes you are experiencing. Change the process and you alter a system. Change the system and you transform your life." End quote. Like last month's Work the System, this book teaches that perfecting your processes is the only way to get the results you want. DEMS recommends drawing your life systems using flowcharts, marking out steps in squares and using circles to represent the beginnings and ends of processes. Diamonds can represent decisions or question moments, with a yes and no answer splitting off the process into two possible directions. Asking if/then helps you identify the logic of your systems. This work creates miracles. It asks you to describe your life not as you wish it were, but as it is, which is the only way to see what it could be. And as you begin to identify individual processes, you can begin to glimpse and diagram and then assess the logic of your life. DEMS provides a chart that helps you identify resources, activities, outputs, mechanisms, and outcomes. Create a life improvement model. Quote, "To facilitate the implementation of a change in our lives, we must prepare ourselves psychologically and behaviorally." End quote. Change happens when you take a step-by-step approach that leads you through reflection, planning, and implementation. After identifying your processes and the logics that make them work, and realistically examining the contexts and environmental factors, it is time to begin imagining better processes and their outcomes. Short-term, mid-term, and long-term outcomes. Taking time to write all of this out prepares you for the hard work of change. There are two parts to change: the theory and the implementation. Inadequate theories of change or inadequate implementation can lead to failure. We need to put time and energy into both to transform our life processes. The key is to rely on facts to gather good information about our lives. DEMS provides an action plan chart and details strategies for a three-step process. Step 1, reflection. Use the casual analysis and assessment tools to understand and prioritize your problems, define your goal, and make sure your objectives are SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. consider methods for tracking and assessing your improvement. Step 2, planning. Set up your process for changing your process. Gather your small group who will help you. Decide who will collect your data and how. Will a life journal be your way of tracking change? And step 3, implementation. Beginning with baby steps, make the change. Don't procrastinate. Celebrate your successes and keep going. Pray and meditate. Quote, prayer is a direct method that connects you to the source of unlimited opportunity, power, protection, and abundance. It is the breathing of the soul, the secret ingredient that links the spirit, body, and emotions into a whole and allows protection, security, the manifestation of abundance, healing, prosperity, joy, and peace of mind. End quote. Prayer invites abundance when done out of faith, hope, and love. It is the channel through which you align your intentions for the four primary functions of your life: achieving goals, producing things, adapting to your environment, and cultivating your values with the universe. And it is where you ask forgiveness and for help in forgiving others. Demes describes prayer as imagining a virtual reality that, through faith and hope, you can materialize. It is about learning to see and sense at an extraordinary level. It is also about cultivating your intuition and becoming a magnet for opportunities and connections. Meditation is a related but different practice. Whether by ruminating on sacred words until they're a part of you, or through emptying the mind in order to train it towards compassion, love, and altruism, meditation helps you cultivate your virtues. Demes provides specific meditations designed to banish shame, guilt, anger, resentment, jealousy, comparison, hatred, envy, anxiety, fear, worry, worthlessness, and regret. And he provides powerful words for visualizing becoming love in action. Collect, integrate, and assess information. Quote, life improvement methods are based on facts. End quote. Demes shares a data collection sheet to help with tracking problem behaviors and analyzing them as you count them, asking who, when, why, and how often. And he recommends collecting qualitative data through a life journal that provides places to reflect on emotions, life lessons, daily assessments, weekly assessments, daily plans, weekly plans, and exercise. Demes advises creativity in choosing a journaling style. You could organize your journaling around different aspects of your life processes: adaptation, goals, values, production, etc. Or you could journal daily on the following: emotions, conditions of your heart, meaning assigned to events, lessons learned, daily assessment, daily planning, best moment of the day, challenges of the day, gratefulness, and questions about life. A more streamlined method could be journaling each day about the past, present, and future. Apps like Evernote, Scrivener, Day One, and Microsoft Access can provide a platform for synthesizing the data you collect on your processes. In all of this, your goal is to understand and improve the ways that the four dimensions of your life interact with each other and with all the variables in your environment and body. The better you can map how it all works, the more you can change. Set goals that align with the highest intentions that the universe has for you. Balance your internal life with your environment by managing your finances and giving to God first, and by gathering a social structure in which you get and give support and mutually thrive with others. Produce your own life improvement processes with its rigorous ways of reflection, assessment, planning, and methods of activation. Attend to your physical and mental well-being. Give time to your spiritual and social life, and put transformative values at the center of your life. At the end of this life note, you'll find a great list of transformative values that you can instill in your life, along with some great inspirational additional quotes. You can find out more about how to improve the quality of your life by going to qualityoflife-drdemes.com. That's qualityoflife-drdemes.com. I hope you found this month's life note to be powerful and inspiring. I look forward to bringing you one for Life Vision next month and one for each month of the year 2020. Thank you all so much for being Lifebook members. Until next time, here's to moving one book closer to your 12-category smart life.